So this is in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe, 922. It's dated the 16th day of Adar Rishon, Tavshin Yud Aleph in Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is writing it to the great genius rabbi. His name is Reuven Sheyichya Glick. The Rebbe says, I received your sefer. He gave the Rebbe a book called Mishpatei Bnei Odom. It has three volumes. I also received your letter from the seventh day of Adar Rishon. So the Rebbe is responding to a point that he made about one of the commentaries of the Yamshel Shloime and the Baba Kama. So he made a note. There is a law that a person is not permitted to cause himself a wound or to embarrass oneself for monetary purposes. You know, you're going, if you need the money, and that would cause that you have to cause yourself a wound, or for the purpose of money, you have to, you shame yourself. We go for a job, we get degraded over there, no? Like sometimes by the bosses that we have because we got to use do a living. But anyways, that's talking about. So he says that is that's, he says, he talks about that. He says like this, that would only apply, that the Talmud says one is not doing it if you're doing it in a way of making fun, you know, just causing yourself a wound or degrading yourself. But if the embarrassment or the wound comes through work, sometimes, you know, you're taking a dangerous job, sometimes you get hurt on the job and things like that, then it is permissible. And so he says, the Alter Rebbe writes, over there, we find that there's nothing considered beneath you if it is to go ahead and earn your living. As for example, he says that Rav said, this is also in the Talmud, Rav said to Rav Kahana, even if you have to skin an animal in the street, which is a very degrading job. It's a degrading, skinning the dead animal, you know, so that's for your livelihood. We also find in the Torah, Yaakov says that he was eaten by the heat on the summer and the cold in the winter. He was totally beaten up by that. So that seems to say that something, if you degrading yourself and if you are in pain for the purpose of money, should be okay. That's the question that he's asking the Rebbe. And the Rebbe says, so I'm surprised, the Rebbe says, how do you know, where do you get this distinction in the words of Yamshel Shloime, even though the Rebbe says I don't have the book in front of me. But the Rebbe says, go look for the reason. Why is a person prohibited? Why is a person not allowed to cause himself any wound? Some people think that their body, they own their body. You don't own your body. The body, you have to treat your body with the greatest respect. It's God's, possession. And a person has no right, this is quoting from the Shulchan Aruch of the Alter Rebbe, on his body at all, not to beat it, not to shame it, and not to cause it any pain, as the Rebbe says. So that means that causing your own body pain is no different than causing somebody else's body pain. You have no more rights on your own body than you have rights over somebody else's body. And the Rebbe brings down for a person that further the language from the Radvaz and the Rambam. He says the person's life is not his acquisition. It doesn't belong to him. It's an acquisition of God. God owns you. And also furthering halachas. And so, and the fact that, you know, it says that you, with the sweat of your face, you should eat bread. The person is created to work hard. All these verses, the obvious thing, this depends on what is the nature, what is the ways of the world. Hashem has given you permission to use your body in the way the world uses the body, because Hashem says 6 days you should do work. But if you are adding to what Hashem didn't say, then you are actually hurting something which God owns without God's permission. God doesn't give you permission to cause yourself any damage, not in the time it doesn't get to. So the fact that Yaakov, he says, was sort of bragging that he was, not bragging, but he was sort of saying that I was being sweating in the heat, and I was being eaten by the heat and the cold, and that Rav had to tell him to go skin the animal, that is actually evident. That's not the usual way, that's not the custom, that was beyond, that wasn't the normal thing. And it says also, this was all the troubles that he had. So he didn't have to do that, but something okay. So, but it seems it was an exception. It wasn't the usual thing. Another thing is, he asked the Rebbe another question. See, this is technical. He asked the Rebbe a question that. The Rebbe writes in the Tanya, he writes on the Alter Rebbe in the Tanya, the Alter Rebbe writes in the Tanya, he says that a person needs to keep all the mitzvahs, all the mitzvahs. If you violate even one mitzvah, you're doing against God's will. It doesn't matter what the mitzvah is. Even if it's, so the Alter Rebbe says over there in the beginning of the Tanya, he says, even if it should be a very small avera, he says, like a small prohibition, like only violating a prohibition of the rabbis, which means it's not a biblical, it's not written in the Torah, it's only a mitzvah that the rabbi said we should do. Even if you violate that, you're already called, that's under violation, it's called a rasha, it's already violating because you can't do anything. And the Alter Rebbe says further, and even, he says, even if, the rabbi says, if you violate a positive mitzvah, is called a rosha. So that means that, so the Alter Rebbe says that even if, certainly if you violate a Torah mitzvah, even if we say that you violate a rabbinic ordinance, it's considered a violation, it's considered a rosha. So if you violate a Torah, so the rabbi is asking the Rebbe, why does the Alter Rebbe have to say it from a foratory, there's a pasuk, there's a beferish pasuk, there's a verse that says, and the Gemara in Shavuos that brings, as a level of Shavuos, Zevach Hashem Teva. But you know, it's getting a little dirty. We'll continue tomorrow because this is getting another whole discussion. It's going to take us too long to go through.